Good afternoon. Another warm and somewhat humid afternoon across interior New York and New England as a stationary front is draped across northern New England and the St. Lawrence Valley back north of the Great Lakes. Where we are south of the front, temperatures will climb up into the lower 80s on average by late day today, which will initiate a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Overnight tonight, with a disturbance passing right along the front, additional scattered showers and thunderstorms will be likely. Also, we'll have areas of fog overnight as temperatures drop back into the mild and muggy 60s. This will set us up for another warm and humid day tomorrow, with temperatures even into the lower and middle 80s. Still, with that front close by to the north, we'll run the risk of afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms. A cold front out toward the Great Lakes with a more impressive area of energy will make its way toward us on the day Thursday. This will bring us a stronger chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the entire region by the end of the day, as temperatures stay in the upper 70s. Behind this front, cooler air will flow in on Friday. We still run the risk at some leftover showers, especially early in the day, with highs back to around 70. It'll all dry out for the upcoming holiday weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, drier and cooler air on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be in the middle to upper 60s and then rebounding back to 70 with mostly sunny skies on Memorial Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southwest Arkansas, southeast Oklahoma, northwest Louisiana, central and northeastern Texas, and a slight risk of severe storms across parts of the Southern Plains, Ozarks, Mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes. An upper-level trough will move eastward from the southern Rockies into the southern plains today. At the surface, a cold front will advance southeastward across central Oklahoma and west-central Texas. Ahead of the front, dew points across the warm sector should be in the middle to upper 60s, resulting in moderate to strong instability by this afternoon. That instability, sharply cooler air with height, and moderate to strong deep layer shear should be supportive of widespread severe thunderstorm development across the moderate risk area, where a significant severe weather event will be possible again today. Supercells, some with large hail greater than 2 inches in diameter, will be possible with the more intense supercells. In addition, the more dominant supercells should be capable of producing tornadoes as the low-level jet stream strengthens. A few strong tornadoes could occur near the low-level jet stream as shear becomes more favorable during the early evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 22 at Alamosa, Colorado, and Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid 80s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49, the record high, 92, set in 1941, and the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, warm and humid with hazy sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower to mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday in the upper 70s. Leftover showers Friday, some afternoon sun around 70, and a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler to start the holiday weekend, both Saturday and Sunday in the mid to upper 60s, and mostly sunny and near 70 on Memorial Day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.